Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Chal Daf Yud Beis, and we are starting Yud Aleph Amud Beis about two lines off from the bottom with the words Hasuf Ganin, and the Vilna source Daf is on Zayin Amud Aleph about halfway through. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Maris Merim Sar Basav Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So we begin by describing these things that we mentioned in the Mishnah. Hasuf Ganin, what is this type of bread? Trikta, that's what it is. Haduf Shanin, what are these? Maligala. Vaskaritin, what's this? Chalitin Deshuk, and some sort of mezainis which is sold in the marketplace. Vachalas Masris, what's this? Chalitin Demai, it's something that's scalded in hot water. And again, as we explained in the Mishnah, all these are not considered regular doughs. It's not like a regular bread. It's either because it's too liquidy, it's called bli l'raka, or it's because it's made in a pan of sorts and it's not baked regularly in an oven, and therefore they're patur from challah. Now we continue discussing this. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Trikta, chayeves b'challah, chayev in challah, v'armel al ha'mati lechem in art. One would say ha'mati on it because it's regular bread, v'adam yotze b'yadei chavaz v'pesach. And if a person makes it into matzah, he'll be yotze his chayev of matzah within on Pesach. Or as Rabbi Shmuel Lakish Amar, Rabbi Shlakish says, Trikta, in a chayeves b'challah, it's not chayev in challah, v'ein armel al ha'mati lechem in art. One would not say ha'mati because it's not like regular bread. Now Rabbi Yossi says that there's a double machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So he repeats this first one that we just mentioned. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Trikta Chayves Bechala V'Amir La Amaytech Min Aretz V'Adam Yotze Ba'Yadei Chavas V'Pesach. Or Rabbi Shmuel Lakish Amar Trikta In Chayves Bechala V'Ein Amir La Amaytech Min Aretz V'Ein Adam Yotze Ba'Yadei Chavas V'Pesach. And Rabbi Yossi Amar Chayri, Rabbi Yossi says that there's another machlokes between them. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says Kol She'ur Mahalach Tachtov, anything in the fire goes underneath it, Chayv Bechala, it's still Chayv and Chala, even though it's not the standard way to bake something in an oven. Really, the fire comes all around. That's like baking it or cooking it or frying it in a pan, which is not the standard. Nonetheless, it's still chayav and chala. V'aymer olav hamaytzi lechem in aretz, and one would say hamaytzi yotze b'yadei chavas v'pesach, and one would also be yotze his chiyuv of matzah with this on Pesach if he makes it into matzah. Whereas Rav Shimon Lakish Haimir, Rish Lakish says kol she'ur mahalach tachtov, if the fire goes underneath it, ain't chayav chala. It's not chayav and chala because it's not standard bread. V'ein oymer olav hamaytzi lechem in aretz, v'ein adam yotze b'yadei chavas v'pesach. Now, earlier Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan told Rish Lakish ubavar yadei mashke. The only time that I would say that something is not chayav and chala is if it's cooked with liquid. If there's liquid, like water or something like that, and that's what's aiding in the cooking process, then that's considered like cooking and not baking, and it wouldn't be chayav and chala, and all these dinim would apply. But if there's no liquid there, just because it's being baked in a pan, for example, and the fire is underneath it, it still would be chayav and chala. So now that we have this machlokes, the Gemara asks, Masisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan. It seems to be that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yochanan. What our Mishnah say? Hasuf ganin, v'haduf shanin, v'skritin, v'chalas hamasreis, v'hamaduma, p'tur min hachala. All these things are patur from chala. And we had explained that suf ganin is trikta. So Mishnah is clearly telling us that trikta is patur from chala. Rabbi Yochanan says that trikta is chayav in chala. What's going on? The Gemara answer is possible. We could explain as follows. B'sufganim shenasu b'chama, that our Mishnah is referring to sufganim that were made in the sun, and that's why they're patur from chala, because that's not a normal way to bake them. Titanim b'brayso, yotzim sufganim shenasu b'ur. On Pesach, one would be yotze with matzah made like sufganim if they were baked in the fire, v'ein yotzim sufganim shenasu b'chama. And he's not going to be yotze with sufganim that were made in the sun. As I said, our Mishnah is not a question of Rabbi Yochanan. However, the Gemara says, if this is really so, then yotzim sufganim shenasu b'ur, that one is yotze his chiv of matzah on Pesach was of gunin that were baked in fire. Well, then v'les hadal pliga Rav Shimon Lakish. Isn't this clearly not like Rish Lakish? We're basically flipping the question from Rabbi Yochanan onto Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish said that one would not be yotze with these types of things on Pesach. So how do we understand this? And the answer is possible. We could explain as follows: b'shehaya ur mahalach min atzad. Then this brass is referring to where the fire is coming from the side. That would be considered like standard bread or matzah in this case, because we're talking about being yotze on Pesach, as opposed to if it's coming from underneath. That's the case Rish Lakish holds. One would not be yotze his chiv with. Now, as following Gemara needs a little bit of an introduction. In Maseches Trumas, Rabbi Yeshua teaches that let's say a black truma fig falls into a mixture of 100 black and white chulin ones. We say that there's betel. Now, really, this shouldn't be, because only black should be mevatel black, and white should not be allowed to be metzarif along for betel. Now, Rabbi Yechon explains Rabbi Yeshua that this is only referring to when there's at least two black chulin ones. So, midai raisa, there's actually betel barav, one truma into two chulin. And therefore, since we already have betel midai raisa, in order to satisfy the chiv of betel midrabanon, which is 1 in 100, we allow the 100 to be a mixture of black and white. And now the Gemara tells us, Milein Drabbanan Pligin, we're going to see later on Amud Beis, that we have Rabbanan that argue with this, namely Rish Lakish, and there's other Amoraim as well, that are going to argue with this din. But before we continue, seeing how this halacha is relevant to our Mishnah, Kana Shaul Lishmuel, Kana asked Shmuel the following, Lemistar Rabbahan Medoma de Tanin and Hacha Shuruba Truma, wouldn't it be logical to say based off of this that the Medoma that we're referring to in our Mishnah is referring to where the majority is Truma? Remember, our Mishnah had said that a Medoma mixture is Pata from Chala. As logical, says Kahana to Shmuel, then it has to be that our Mishnah is referring to where the majority was truma, and therefore the chulin which fell in was batal midai raisa, because the entire mixture here is really like truma, and that's why it's patur from chala, but not so the other way around. If the majority was chulin, then midai raisa, really the truma is batal, and it's only meduma midrabanan, and it's not mistaber that the dough, which is only meduma midrabanan, can be patur from chala when it's really chayiv midai raisa. And again, it's all based off of how Rabbi Yochanan had explained Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, that the only way we could have bitol of one truma fig in a mixture of 100 black and white ones is if we have at least two black ones, so there's bittul midaraisa. And so based off of that, Kahana is asking Shmuel, if we see that midaraisa, there's bittul one and two, that means the only logical way to explain our Mishnah that midumah is patur from challah is if the majority is truma, not if the majority is chulin. So based on Beis on top, Amrlei, Shmuel told him, ufanasa varkein, I would say the same as well. Ela katesikl Eretz Yisrael, when you go up to Eretz Yisrael, atshallah, I want you to ask this question. And so katzal kohacha, when he came up to here, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, Shom Rabbi Yasa b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, he heard Rabbi Yasa saying in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, afilu saw achas shenafal al tisha v'tisha chulin, even if one saw of truma fell into 99 of chulin, still the entire mixture is patur from challah. Definitely not like what Kahana told Shmuel and Shmuel's agreement. And now we have an explanation of this. Rabbi Vo says, Kanmeshi Rabbi Shem ben Lakish to Rabbi Yechanan, Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechanan on this, hasa paitar shazakal, one saw could patur everything? All we have is one saw of truma that fell into 99 of chulin, and that's meduma, because we don't have one in 100, we have one in 99. And you're going to tell me that one saw patters everything from chulin? How does that make sense? So Amar Lei, Rish Lakish told him, V'chi igul b'igulin davar barish ha-truma ayla b'yaday? What about the case of igul b'igulin? This is also brought up in that mission over there. We had our case that we mentioned, one black truma fig into a mixture of black and white, and we have this other case of one small eagle fig cake of truma that fell into a mixture of small and large ones. And over there as well, we say that there's betel. In order to say this entire mixture is usable, we have to take out one of those igulim, one of those fig cakes, that's treated as truma, and the remaining 100 here are considered like chulin. And so Rabbi Yechon is asking Reish Lakish, are you going to say that in this case of eagle be gulin, is it 100% true, davar bari, that when he pulled one out, it's for sure the truma one that came out? No, but nonetheless, you still agree to this halacha. And why is that? Because va'at amri davar kalhu, you say it's something that we're makel with, because since truma nowadays anyway is only midrabanan, so we're going to be makel that even though we don't know for sure that the one that we pulled out was truma, we're still going to treat it as truma and everything else is treated as chulin. Avhacha kalhu, so to over here, we're makel, and since nowadays challah is anyway midrabanan, we're going to be makel, and even though, again, we have one sav truma that fell into 99 of chulin, so the vast majority here is chulin and should technically be chayv in challah, we're going to be makel because everything is midrabanan, and we're going to say it's pater from challah. And that's Rabbi Yechon's answer to Reish Lakish. So now we're going to go back to what we said before, that there's going to be an argument on the way Rabbi Yechon explained Rabbi Shua's shita in the Mishnah. It must be Reish Lakish disagrees with Rabbi Yechon and holds that if this one black truma fig falls into 99 white ones and only one other black one, there still is betel. Because if he did not hold that, via Zvine, he should have just responded to Rabbi Yechanan, Shan Yohab Igulin Shekvar Betloi, that this case of Igulin is different because it was already betel. In other words, Reish Lakish should have just told Rabbi Yechanan, why you bring me a raya from Igul be Igulin? Over there, there was already betel midaraisa, because one small fake cake fell into at least two small ones, similar to the black one that fell into two black ones. And in that scenario, there's betel midaraisa. So don't tell me that's why the entire mixture is potter. Over there, there was betel midaraisa. But over here, when one fell into 99, there isn't bittul midaraisa. Now, since Reish Lakish did not ask this, it must be that once again, Reish Lakish argues with Rabbi Yochanan in his explanation of Rabbi Yeshua, and then in the case of igul b'igulin, or when a black fig fell into a mixture of black and white ones, there's bittul even if it's one black into one black and 99 white ones, and still there's going to be bittul there. And we just have to explain why this would be in both of these situations. So, Rabbi Yossi trained b'shem Reb Ze'ira, both of them saying the name Reb Ze'ira, afilu chitin b'chitin toichen umatir. Even when we have wheat and wheat, meaning two different strains of wheat, light and dark, if some truma of this type fell into some chulin of that type, as long as there's a proportion of 1 to 100, even though they're different strains of wheat, nonetheless, he could grind them and they'd become mutter. In other words, if all this wheat were to be ground together, it would be impossible to distinguish between the different strains, because it's all just flour, and of course there'd be bittul over there. And so we say that even if it's not ground together, there's bittul because it's as if it's been ground together. And it's the same thing with the figs. If we have black falling into white and black, even though now, as we see them, there's different types of figs, black ones and white ones, and they technically should not be able to be mitzar for bittul, since if you would put them into a fig masher and make them into one big fig mush, and the black and white ones would be indistinguishable, and of course there would be bittul, so even though they haven't been mushed together, we're still going to say that there's bittul. And now we'll go on to explain the last part of the Mishnah. We had said, upachas b'chamesh esvarim b'tvua, less than 5/4 of a kav of grain is patur from challah. Now Rabbi Vina says, hada amr, this tells us, shayu upachas b'chamesh esvarim. That's only when there's less than 5/4 of a kav. Avom hayu chamesh esvarim mitzumtzamim, loy b'da. But if there's precisely 5/4 of a kav of flour, that's not what we're referring to, meaning it's chayv in challah. And this machlokes meseches edios, Rabbi Yossi says that precisely 5/4 of a kav of flour is patur from challah. It's only if there's a little bit more than 5/4 of a kav, only then one is chayv in challah. But Ravina's understanding our Mishnah differently. However, Yud Gimel Alpha on top, Rabbi Yossi Rabun says, "B'shem Ravuna, le'aladas amris." This member of Ravuna or Ravina wasn't set on this. Namely, when Ravina says that this does not apply to 5/4 of a kav mitzum tzamim, he really was referring to something totally different. El aladas referring to the following. Da'amar Rabbi Yechon and says meduma potter min achala. A meduma mixture is potter from chala, or safik meduma if it's safik, or v'anecha mishum dimua, or if it's allowed to be eaten because of dimua. Namely, we had one part truma that fell into 100 parts chulin, so there's bittul over here, and it's allowed to be eaten. Chayv b'chala, that's chayv in chala, and it's aleo on this. The Rabbi Yosi Rabun said b'shem Ravuna hadada itmar. This was only said k'shayu yosim chaveshes ravaim. That's only when there's more than 5 quarters of a kav. Avol m'hayu chaveshes ravaim tzumtzamin. If it's precisely 5 quarters of a kav, petur min achala, it's potter from chala. And this was the din that Rabbi Ravuna had said his memra of precisely 5 quarters of a kav on. We're gonna stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.